All right. So today we're diving into something that I think everyone listening is going to find pretty interesting.
Right.
And that's the future of custom software development.
Okay.
We're going to be looking at the future of custom software development, trends to watch in 2025.
Sounds good.
We'll be pulling some key insights from that.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling you're going to want to be taking notes on this one.
For sure.
So to kick things off, one of the things that's really fascinating is how the whole focus of custom software development is changing.
Yeah, it's really interesting how it's moving beyond just like, you know, does it function?
Yeah.
And moving towards creating a really seamless and engaging experience for the user.
So it's not just about building something that works, but building something that people enjoy using.
Exactly. It's, you know, those apps that you use every day where it just feels intuitive, almost like it anticipates your needs. That's user-centric design in action.
So,
like, developers now are incorporating user feedback throughout the whole development process.
So
they're using data to understand behavior patterns and tailoring the software to fit those patterns.
So how does that actually, like, change the way that software is built?
Well, for one, it requires a different skill set.
Okay.
Developers can't just be coding whizzes anymore.
Yeah.
They need to understand, you know, human behavior psychology.
Wow.
Even aesthetics.
Okay.
So we're going to see a rise in these like hybrid roles.
Right.
Developers who can code and have a deep understanding of user experience design.
So that makes you wonder how this is going to impact businesses that are looking to hire developers.
Yeah.
What new skills are they going to be looking for?
That's a great question. I think they're going to be seeking individuals who can not only write code, but also empathize with the end user, conduct user research, and design intuitive interfaces.
So
obviously
we can't talk about the future of software development without talking about AI.
Right.
It seems like it's infiltrating every industry.
It's not just infiltrating.
Right.
It's transforming things.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine AI not just finding bugs, but predicting them.
Wow.
Before a single line of code is written.
That would be incredible.
Right.
Yeah.
Think of AI tools analyzing past projects, identifying patterns, and flagging potential vulnerabilities in real time.
So that's a huge leap forward in terms of software reliability.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, we've all experienced those frustrating moments where software just feels clunky, but imagine AI smoothing out those rough edges, learning your preferences, and adapting the interface on the fly.
Yeah, that's next level personalization.
Yeah, next level.
And we're also seeing AI being used to automate those repetitive coding tasks, freeing up developers to focus on more complex problems and creative solutions.
So it's not necessarily replacing developers entirely, but augmenting them.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's talk about another force that's shaking things up.
Okay.
Low-code, no-code platforms.
Right.
This is where things get really democratized.
Precisely.
Right.
Low-code, no-code platforms provide intuitive interfaces where you can build basic applications and workflows with drag-and-drop functionality.
Okay.
Even with little to no coding experience.
So hypothetically, you could build a custom tool to streamline your workflow.
Exactly.
Without writing a single line of code.
Exactly. That's a game changer, especially for small businesses who might not have the resources to hire a whole team of developers.
Right.
They can create custom solutions tailored to their specific needs.
So will traditional developers become obsolete?
It's more of an evolution than an extinction.
Okay.
I think traditional developers will likely shift towards more specialized roles.
Okay.
Perhaps becoming architects who design complex systems while citizen developers using no-code platforms handle more routine tasks.
That's a really interesting way to look at it.
Yeah.
Now, with all this innovation, we can't forget about security.
Right.
Which is more important than ever.
Absolutely. Cybersecurity is now a fundamental part of the entire software development lifecycle.
Uh-huh.
Developers are having to think about security from the very beginning.
Okay.
Integrating things like rigorous code reviews, penetration testing, and encryption measures.
Right from the start.
Right from the get-go.
This is something that you as a user should be acutely aware of.
Yes.
Whether you're using or developing software.
Right.
It's crucial to ask the right questions.
Yeah.
How is my data being protected? What security measures are in place?
For sure.
Yeah.
And finally, let's touch on another technology that's making waves, blockchain.
I was hoping we would get to this.
Okay.
Blockchain seems to be everywhere these days.
It does.
But I honestly think a lot of people are still a bit mystified by it.
Yeah, I understand.
So
at its core, blockchain is a decentralized distributed ledger that records transactions in a secure and transparent way.
Okay.
It's essentially an unchangeable record-keeping system.
So how does this actually apply to software development?
Well, for example, imagine you're downloading a software update with blockchain. You can be absolutely sure that the update is legitimate and it hasn't been tampered with.
Right.
It can also be used to manage user identities and permissions in a more secure and private way.
So it's about building trust and transparency directly into the software itself.
Yeah.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground today, from user-centric design and the rise of AI to the potential of low-code, no-code platforms and the importance of security and blockchain.
Yeah, and as you continue to explore these trends, consider this. How might these advancements in custom software development impact industries beyond the tech sector?
Right.
The potential is truly vast.
That is a great point. I think that's something for everyone to think about.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Into the future of custom software development.
Absolutely.
As always, stay curious.
For sure.